I hit record. Thank you. So Simon Pei Dalid Sif Hei. Hachiger, somebody who's what do you call it? Lame, who can't walk. And a chayla who got up from his sickness. Muflig, she makel. Or somebody who's very old, who cannot walk at all without a walking stick, then he's allowed to use a walking stick. Meaning, as he's going to say, it has to, when he says zaken muflig, it means he's very old. And the pshat is that since he can't walk, he absolutely can't walk without a cane, memela, it's not, he's a, it's not considered carrying. All right? And that would be the same thing with a wheelchair. He could wheel himself in a wheelchair, etc. But we can walk without a stick. And at home, he walks without a stick. But when he walks outside, he takes it in order to hold on to it. Tsuma is also for him to take a walking stick. Because a tsuma can get around. He just needs it to make sure he doesn't trip or whatever it is. And Mishan, it's our klala makel. And let's say somebody doesn't need a makel at all. Asr lotzeis boy, he can't go out with it. Afilu b'makom sheyesh erevin, even with his erev mishum zilusa the Shabbos because of cheapening on Shabbos. One thing is, how about rebbes that wear that walk around with a cane when they don't need the cane? It's just like a chashivas thing. That there are makilim that they could walk around with it. I don't think the rebbes do on Shabbos, but I don't know. Vav, Mishu also b'shalshalois mutar lotzeis ben. Somebody who's in chains, right? He's chained up, is allowed to go out. Ein yotzin zayin, ein yotzin b'ksharim. He cannot go out with stilts. Behem eitzim gavayim sheyesh ben moishav l'kaf. That's high wood that has that they're able, he's able, that he could put it as a, he put his feet on it. Why would anybody walk around with stilts on Shabbos? Because he doesn't want to get dirty with the water and the mud, so therefore he wears stilts. All right, you're allowed to go out with a bandage on a maka, as long as you don't put it on the maka on Shabbos, come on, which we'll see. In a few simonim, meaning exactly how you go about putting on bandages on Shabbos. Kilafishi now he, right now he's just talking about the not the putting on of it, just the carrying of it, because it's there to heal. Kitachit, it's considered like a jewelry. And you could wrap it with a shmata, some piece of clothing that's not chashuv. Right, we bottle gabiratia, and that's bottle to the bandage. But if you take a handkerchief or something like that, also liquor of that you can't wrap around the cut lefishain a bottle gabiratia because it's not bottle to the ratia. For gamle habi derech malbush, it's not a derech malbush. For habi masa, and it's considered carrying. Fine. Let's say somebody has an ear infection. So you could put something soft in the ear in order to absorb the moisture, shotsoyasin, of the junk that's in the ear. But it has to be tied on. Exactly what he means by tied on, I'm not sure. But it has to be stuck in the ear very well in order that it shouldn't fall. Same thing, you're allowed to go with something soft or straw to put in your sandal. If it's been an oifen that it can't fall out, right? So that would mean foot inserts, what do you call those type of things, shoe inserts. Fine. You would like say it's a isha from Moshe Skinner Lini Dasa Shalay Natanik Bigodeh. So this, you got to be medayik in this. A woman cannot go out with like a pad or a tampon if the reason why she's using it is so that her clothing doesn't get ruined. Right, the same thing as the rain hat with the rain to protect the hat and the shtreimel. You're not allowed to go out. If it's there to protect your clothing, it's awesome. V'chein, like say Sibisina, she can't go out with a belt. She leveshes b'shvil zayis for the same thing to for a period. Ela him kane who malbush gomer, unless it's a legitimate malbush. Avalim nisen is a samoich. Oyas asina b'shvil lahatzalas atzma min atzar. But if the reason why she's wearing the protection is to save herself from pain, shem yipol adam al basar v'yizyabesh, because if the blood falls on her, it'll and dry blood is going to make her feel disgusting. De lotzar muteras las then lotzis ben, then she can go out with it. Right now, then the question has to be asked: when a woman wears protection by the period, is she wearing the protection to protect her clothing? Then she can't go outside with it. If she's doing it because of her pain, then she should. Then she can't. Now it is really not poshut, because I could very well be that a woman, especially if it's not a heavy period, it could very well be that she's doing it to protect her clothing, in which case she cannot go out. Again, we have Erevin for the most part, so you can't really do this. I mean, it's not really so negeya. Now, the what could be the negeya is a moich, the moich that a woman puts in after shkia, the moich tochuk, to put it in. Can she walk around outside with that? The post can say she should not walk around outside because that's there for halachic purpose. It's not there for any for a tsar or a physical purpose. So therefore, you shouldn't do it. If it's a place of mud and different types of mud, you're allowed to lift up your clothing a little bit. It shouldn't get dirty. But to totally lift them up, meaning you can't take your pants off, and then that would be carrying. Now, from this is where you get the chumrah that you, if your sleeves are rolled up, you're not allowed to go outside on Shabbos, because that's like carrying the sleeves. On Yud Beis, mutar lotzis b'Shabbos of shnei mabushim. You're allowed to go out on Shabbos with two clothing, zel gav, zel one on top of the other. Ba'al pishen etzarach la'atzmei esamal b'shasheni. Even though you really don't need the second clothing, ela shemaitzil etzarach chaveru k'demar. Let's say your friend needs it, so your friend you can wear the your friend needs a shirt. He ruined the shirt on Shabbos, so your friend needs it, so you can wear him a second shirt. But that's only if sometimes you'll wear two layers, let's say a jacket and a coat, or two coats or something, or two sweaters when it's cold. Then it's derech malbush. Even though most of the time he doesn't charge that, please, he doesn't wear it. Yeah, but if he'll never wear two of these clothing. Just lost the place. Yeah, also, lotzis behen b'shabbos b'shem dasheni habi k'may masa. Because wearing a second garment for no reason, I mean, it's for a reason, but if you never ever wear the second garment, then that's a problem. V'chein adim b'shnei anpelois, two pairs of socks, u'b'koyva gadol shok al koyva katan, or a big hat on top of a small hat. U'kadoima. Right? So that gets into, if you're wearing a yarmulke, right, with a hat. Who says you should wear a yarmulke together with a hat? Because that's two hats. Right? So Mishnah Berurah says you got to make sure when it's windy outside to make sure your yarmulke fits under your hat well. Fine. Yud Gimel. Shtei chagar zu al gabzu. Two belts, one on top of the other. In minigamakam lachkar kach. If the minigamakam is to wear the two belts, lamata chagar gerua, meaning a regular ugly belt, or a bad belt on the bottom, v'aleach agar chashuv, and on top of that a good belt, mutalach gam b'shabbos, gam kach gam Shabbos. You can go like that on Shabbos. V'av pisha ata ein leitzarech rak ba'achas, even though really you only need one belt now, v'ashniya maitziya leitzarech havera, and the second one you're taking out leitzarech havera. Avalam ein haderech lachgar b'shtech agaris, but if it's not the derech to wear two belts, v'av pisha uraitza lachgar kach, even though you want to wear a belt like that b'shvil atzmei for yourself, also it's also the kivin sheyesh lo dai ba'achas havi yashniya k'moy masa. Since it's enough with one, then the second one is like a masa, like a burden, a carrying. But you're allowed to go with two belts because sheyesh malbush masik by name. If you have two layers of clothing, each one has a belt. Let's say you're wearing underwear with a belt and then pants with a belt. Well, he has a different example. And the you have one on the pants. Well, and the top one is on top of your coat, right? A lot of coats come with belts. So that's two belts. Sha'az yeshle hana v'te'elis m'shtein. He has hana and te'elis from both of them. Still, I mean, not still. It is okay because there's a point. Is one's holding up his pants and one's holding up his coat or keeping his coat on him. So the handkerchief doesn't seem like it's very much in style to use handkerchiefs. Tissues put them out of business. But if you have people, you know, you had a cold and you want to wear a handkerchief, they didn't have tissues. Everybody had to do this. So the minig was to put it under your jacket. Obviously, this has to be on your pants. Obviously, this has to be a very large handkerchief, like almost the size of a towel that would fit around your waist. And for some of us, it would have to be a very large towel, right? You got to make sure you don't make two knots, because how do you keep it on? You take the handkerchief, you tie it on. You do two knots, you have a different issue. If he normally wears the pants that hold up, meaning he wears how do you call it? Suspenders. He's wearing suspenders that hold up his pants. You see him b'Shabbos kadesh te'lohim etvachas l'tzarich. Meaning, you don't need a belt. Going back to what we said before, if you wear suspenders, that's holding up your pants. Why would you need a belt made out of a handkerchief? So the kids are saying, take off the suspenders. So at least the handkerchief is doing some form of maisa. But yesh nagin l'karche sabav hatzavar, some put it around the neck. I remember people in Borough Park when I was a kid doing this. He can do that unless he has no other scarf. And sometimes he uses it as a scarf for the cold, so then there's something legit to it. And you have to tie it on beheter without a double knot. But if he just puts it on the neck and he lets it hang on him, mamash like a scarf, ze isur gomer, that's isur gomer, because he doesn't really need it. The same thing if he puts it around his leg or around his hand, but to go out with it, also it's also because it's not performing a normal function. So in the old days, before we had Erevin, they had these belts. I remember my father's making a belt when we lived in an apartment building. So he used the key to the apartment building. He made the buckle into a key. So it was acting as a functioning part of the belt. So that was fine. But people, and I remember I was in Brooklyn for a Shabbos, and I stayed in an apartment, and they gave me a string to tie around me. And it was just a string, and the key was hanging on the string. I didn't know enough back then to, I don't know what I know now, but I certainly didn't know enough back then to realize that this was a scam. It doesn't work. You need to, the whatever you're carrying has to be a functioning thing. You can't just put a, people ask when they go like Florida before they had Erevin in Orlando and stuff like that. And they wanted to carry their keys. So they just wanted to put it on a keychain. You can't do that. That doesn't work. It has to be a functioning part of your wardrobe. Let's put it that way.
So people have to start where they put the string around their arm or around their waist or like attach it to their belt, then they have the key on it.
Right, but it has to be a functioning part of the belt. Right? It can't just be
like a design.
It can't, right, exactly. Unless it's a legit design, like the what do you call it? The tie clips with the keys.
Your right? Your father didn't let me do the tie clip when I was living in Nielsen and I got married. He made me go to Bar Park, get the belt that becomes part of the belt.
Right. He didn't let the tie because my stomach, nobody wore
it. It is a thing where something comes a part of the belt where you can use it as its function.
Right.
But I still have it. I still have the belt.
Oh, so you did get a belt like that.
I got a belt where the keys were the metal piece that goes in the belt was the metal piece that you used. You took it off and you put a key in there instead of the metal piece.
I thought they actually did make something. So you just proved my point that they do. Thank you, Scott.
I have two.
Nope. I had but two what I'm saying, I'm saying, why couldn't he let you use the tie? Why didn't he let you use the tie clip?
He said because it's not it's a scam. There's no function to it.
But it is. What does that mean? You're holding your tie up straight.
You don't need it to hold your tie. He didn't let me. He said, he didn't let. He didn't let me. I wanted to get a, make a tie clip out of the key. He didn't let me. He said, go to Borough Park and get this belt.
What?
He said, go to Borough Park. He told me where to go to get the belt. He didn't let me get a tie clip.
No, I'm saying I don't understand why. If a tie clip works, it works. The only thing I can think is that nobody wore tie clips anymore.
Right. Not yet. I guess so.
Yeah, okay, let's do one more. Batei yadayim, what do you call it? Gloves. Yesh matirin lesser than b'Shabbos. Some allow it. Yesh oisurin and some aser it. The question is, it's definitely clothing. The problem is that you might take them off to shake hands. Right? So it's a machloikas. But in this situation, if it's something that he's meant to put both of your hands in at the same time, yesh lakol tfei, that's more makel. Which is like that's what the quarterbacks, for those that know sports, what the quarterbacks wear around their waist to put their hands in. So then it's yeah. All right. We'll stop over there. I wish you have a fine night and a good vach.
Sure.
All right.